There's no place like home for the holidays. Family, food, festive spirit, and poisonous plants. That's right. Mistletoe is poisonous, and it's just one of many household health hazards you should watch out for this holiday season. Here to talk about these domestic holiday dangers is Ira Flatow. He's host of NPR Science Friday. Hi, Ira.
I'm fearful that if after we're done with this segment, no one's going to want to go anywhere for the holidays because there are so many hazards. For example, you talked about mistletoe, and yes, mistletoe is poisonous. And in fact, there's a really interesting history of mistletoe. Did you know that the word mistletoe means dung on a twig?
So you kiss under on a twig?
It comes from an old Anglo-Saxon word for dung, and tan is the word for twig, and it comes from where birds used to drop their seeds on the trees, and mistletoe would sprout out from the trees, and people would see this, and they just named it dung on a twig. That's not something you want to kiss under after you hear about that. But besides being, you know, not a good berry that you want to eat, the mistletoe itself, you know, makes people amorous. They might want to kiss under the mistletoe, but you know, we have the flu going around this year. You may want to watch out if you really want to feel, you know, you want to have a nice little peck under the mistletoe. And of course, all these viruses and coughs, and not to mention the cold sores you can get. So we can throw cold water on kissing under the mistletoe this year, because that's a health hazard.
Absolutely. No more kissing. Okay. What else?
Now, the poinsettia. Poinsettia is a plant, a very pretty plant with those wonderful leaves, but it also is a very dangerous plant, because if you eat it, you can get abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. You know, you don't have to eat the whole plant. You can just chew on it. Kids in your house chewing on the plants, animals chewing on these things can also become very sick. And animals represent another hazard. Let's say you bring your dog or your cat with you to someone's home, or kids come to your home with your dog and your cat. What's the first thing that kids want to do to the, you know, they see a pet? They want to feed it. Feed it. And what is really dangerous to give a pet, a dog or a cat, if you have one? Chocolate. If you don't know, if you don't have a dog or a cat, you can know that chocolate is almost toxic. And so a kid who says, oh, wow, Mom, look at these pretty Hershey kisses, you know, with all those colorful wrappings, and you take them off, and the kid starts feeding it to the dog. Dog loves to eat it. Doesn't know it's going to really get sick, and before you know it, you're headed to the vet.
Not to mention the Christmas lights.
The Christmas lights, dogs and cats chewing on the stuff. I once saw a dog almost commit suicide. A dog bit into some wiring, you heard a little pop, and the dog was almost electrocuted. Thank goodness some of us were there to pull a wire out of the dog's mouth. You also have going to grandma's house over the holidays for Christmas or New Year's, and they have all their medications around. And kids are wandering around the house, you know, they're searching through all the rooms, and they go from one room to another. If they find these medicines out and start popping open these twist-off caps, and it's easier for kids to get into the medicine cabinet and to start downing some of these fancy colored pills. So are you ready not to leave the house?
Wow, yeah. I think I'll just sit in my empty room without a tray of chocolate.
Well, let's say you're going to a party, like Christmas or New Year's, and you start drinking. And you're wearing one of these, you know, beautiful, skimpy little cocktail dresses. Well, drinking alcohol lowers your body temperature. So by the time you're ready to go home and go out into that cold weather, you could be shivering. So this is some advice to make sure you bring a big, heavy coat with you if you're going out and imbibing, you know, this holiday season.
So, well, thank you for that, I think.
There's always the fruitcake warning that you don't drop it on your toe. You know, that's the final thought I leave with you.
Wow, okay. Ira Flatow is the host of NPR Science Friday.